Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Now we have some news on Game On, and before we get to it, I'd like to introduce our contributor tonight, Michael Glennon, who is also an Offaly man and a Spurs man. What is the news, Michael?
The news is, I guess, that Troy Parrott's on the bench for Spurs, but that was...
I thought you'd be more excited about it.
I mean, it is great. I mean, once he wasn't in the youth squad earlier on, I guess he was always going to be in this squad.
Mick, I'm sorry. She set you up there for that to be the biggest news of all time. Yeah, the way you introduced him there, you'd swear he had the lottery numbers.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big deal. Like, it must be a big deal for you as a Spurs fan to have a young lad on the bench from Dublin, only down the road there.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. No, it's very exciting.
Probably get on.
And I suppose the worry was when Mourinho came in, he was obviously Pochettino's favourite. Parrott had given him a run in the Carabao Cup, and maybe the panic was that Mourinho would just stick to the more established players. But now this is a good opportunity for them with both the teams through to maybe give him 5 minutes at the end tonight.
Five minutes.
Hold on. He's only 70.
I love that.
Okay, from that anticlimax to which would hopefully be a good item, I would introduce it, but I'm going to let this do it. Song.
I love it.
So the World Darts Championships are going to get underway at the Ali Pali on December 13th. And to preview all of the action, we are joined by Michael Glennon, as I said earlier, who's an RTÉ sports journalist. He's a Spurs fan, he's an Offaly fan, and he's also a darts fan.
Correct.
So this competition has the biggest number of Irish players ever. Tell us about them.
Correct, yeah. Last year they had six, and that was the biggest at that stage, and this year it's an expanded tournament as it was last year, but they've got eight guys in, which is the biggest ever from the island of Ireland.
Who should we be looking out for?
Okay, so it's funny, Keane Barry is a guy who was in RTÉ yesterday. We did an extended interview with him. He's 17. When he plays on Monday night, he'll be the youngest ever Irish player to play at it. He won the Irish match play. That's how he got into the World Championships. The day before that on Sunday, there's a young man from Cork playing, Kieran T, and he's only 20 as well, and he was kind of a off the radar guy who came in after playing well on the development tour. The bigger name then will be Daryl Gurney, who's world number 6, has won a couple of majors in his time, and Brendan Dolan as well. This will be his 12th time playing at the World Championships, so they're 4 of the 8 guys.
Marie, can we tell the story about what we passed yesterday? Yeah, when Keane Barry was in.
Oh yes, you tell the story.
Yeah, we were passing you yesterday. You were inside, and he was throwing a few darts.
Yes, I remember.
You're a very trusting man because you were holding the dartboard, like.
Correct. Yeah, we were doing a little bit for RTÉ Online, so it'll be an extended interview with Keane, and he was doing some shots, and I wanted to hold up. I'd no standalone board, so I had to hold up the board, and I was trusting because I guess if a guy who was qualified for Alexandra Palace, you know, hits the side of the board, then he's not. He's got there because he's well able to hit the bullseye or the treble 20. Although he did, there was a bounce out and it did hit me, but I kind
no
of
way.
Encouraged it. There was, yeah, because he'd got two bulls and he said, will I go for the third? And I said, go on, what's the worst that could happen? He goes, I don't want to hit you. Smack,
lose an
bang,
eye.
And it came in.
It's like William Tell.
It was almost. No, I was.
Well, you did interview him yesterday and we have a clip of that interview, so let's hear from him.
After the game, it's kind of hard to take everything in. You're straight away after the game, you're going up and it's actually happening. Like, am I actually going to be playing there? But when the draw happened, then you're thinking, geez, this actually is happening. So it's just about getting the right preparation and get everything kind of ready in line for the game. Like, and it's I think it's a great achievement for myself and it's good for me, the whole family and everything, because it's kind of what you dream of when you're a young lad. Like, but I never really thought I'd be 17 and playing in the World Championship, but I'm delighted to be there.
You've been drawing a bit of attention to yourself since that as well. You've picked up a couple of titles. You've thrown a 9-darter on the development tours. Tell me about how the last couple of months have been.
Yeah, like it's been a really I didn't really get a break even after that. I was away. I was playing in World Masters. I won the World Youth Masters. I qualified for the BDO Youth Final, and I played in the Development Tour as well in Nidar. And it's kind of been really busy. Like they haven't really had much time to even kind of settle myself down and think about the last maybe 2 weeks. I'll have a bit of a break, and it was good to get the break as well to kind of get the right practice in and right preparation. But I said to myself, it's not a bad it's not the best draw, but it's not the worst draw either. Like, because Vincent's a fast player, and he's just gonna get on with the game, same as me. There's gonna be just you two lads up there throwing darts, and there's gonna be no slowing down or anything. Just a normal game, like. And I wasn't really thinking too much about who was playing, but I just like I went over to my nanny's to watch it, and just sitting there, and everyone was watching it. And I told my nanny I was playing Dave Chisholm if I won, and the first thing she said was, "Oh no!" So I was like, "That's great. You have great faith in me anyway." But she looked, and she. It's good. It was a good draw, and it's a fast-paced game, so we suit me down to the ground.
Yeah, Keith sounds like an incredible fellow, but I get that as well. Why does darts always remind me of Christmas and my nan?
Oh yeah, well that is very common. I suppose that the attention that it gets around Christmas, Sky Sports put on it's the whole nine yards. They put on a Sky Sports darts channel now. It's obviously the biggest event of the year is the World Championships, and it happens around Christmas. So it's a lot down to do with the job that Sky Sports have done to make it such a television spectacle, and the crowd love it. You can see, actually, there's always great atmospheres. I've never heard of any major trouble. I think maybe you have one or two stories from your time visiting Ali Pali, but you never hear of any. There's always great banter between the crowds.
Yeah.
They're chanting at each other, and it's a real sit-down sport. So if you're around with your family, there's incredible drama contained in these games, where if you have one guy with three darts and he has to hit a double, and it seems simple, and all of a sudden the first one goes wide, the second one goes inside, and then he's up to another double and he misses, and the pendulum swings immediately to the other guy who has three darts, and surely he'll hit it. And it just is incredible drama in the sport.
Man City are 3-1 up. Gabriel Jesus has completed his hat-trick. And Donica, if you think that we're going to let you off the hook here, Mick Lennon mentioned there that you have been to the Ali Pali. Tell us
and security,
what happened.
I've been to the Ali Pali. We went with Worcester for one of our Christmas parties. So I was dressed up like one of the Jamaican bobsleigh team. So, which isn't a great outfit because I had a zip on my back and you can't go to the toilet all that much. But you have to ask your teammates to unzip you. But I was in the Ali Pali. You're right. The greatest atmosphere you've ever been a part of. Like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you'd swear it was like Vegas. It was just crazy. But I was trying to separate a fight between two of my teammates. They were just fighting among themselves. One dressed as Popeye, one dressed as the Flash. And Jenny had just sent me a WhatsApp, and my little girl Sophie, who was singing in the nativity, like she was singing "Oh Holy Night," and here I am like a Jamaican bobsleigher holding the Flash and Popeye away from each other. So,
and happy out, I'd imagine. So Michael, who are the favourites for this World Championship?
Well, the usual suspects really. So Michael van Gerwen is the 3-time world champion and defending champion. He has actually never defended his world crown, so he's trying to make it 2 in a row. It's hard to look past him. There's a couple of other guys in the mix. I mean, the guy who has come in over the last year is Gerwin Price, and he's a former rugby pro.
So there's hope for Donegal if he takes up darts.
Actually, very well.
No, there's not. No, I haven't hit a barn door.
Yeah, no, he used to play. He played for a short period with Glasgow, and didn't extend that contract. But then he started to get good at darts. He took it up. We had him on the rugby podcast actually here during the year as well. And he's, do you know Butch Harmon, the golf commentator, one of his phrases is about, you know, a drive goes down the fair when he goes, he couldn't have placed it any better. What I'm noticing about Gerwin Price at the moment, his first dart is landing beautifully in the top corner or waist, leaving lots of room for the other darts to follow it. He's on form. He's won a couple of titles this year. He's beaten van Gerwen in a semi-final a couple of months ago. And he's just really coming into form at the right time. He's actually a great personality in darts now. He kind of rubbed a lot of people up the wrong way. He gets the pantomime boos all the time from the crowd because he seems to give it large, even if it's not a winning shot, if it's just a good setup shot. And I kind of fancy them two to meet in the final.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I always get a kick out of it. I think darts is one of those games, though, that everyone can play. And what's the reason we're getting so many Irish through at the moment?
Okay, well, I actually was talking to Keane Barry about this. There's 8 Irish, as we said. One of the reasons is that the standards across the board has risen. So after Phil Taylor retired, he just rose up the standards. Mm. There's massive prize money up for grabs now. If you wanted to be in contention to win some of that money, you had to raise your game. So if you were practicing 2 or 3 hours, you had to make that 4 or 5 hours. And all of a sudden, after Phil retired and Michael came through, it was a bit more open. So these were realistic goals for guys, but they had to raise the standards. So there's a good example of, say, when Eric Bristow won his first World Championship in 1980, his street art average was 88. Keane Barry won a tournament a couple of months ago with an average of 100. So everyone has had to get better. And in Ireland as well, there's a few guys on the development tour. The Professional Darts Corporation have a development tour where younger guys who are not fully on the pro tour can go and be meeting guys of a similar standard throughout the year, and it's all raising up through that.
There's 2 female players as well taking part, Fallon Sherrock and Mikuri Suzuki. How are they expected to get on?
Last year, there was the first year that they had 2 female competitors, and they actually played very well. Lisa Ashton and Anastasia did very well, no disgrace whatsoever. They didn't win their games. I know Fallon Sherrock, when she qualified, after 4 legs of her final match, she was averaging 107. Now, that's an average that will win most games on the PDC circuit. I would say, you know, there's no doubt if they play well, it's just that it's over an extended period and they're going to play guys with a lot more experience on that stage. But looking at these people, Suzuki is the reigning BDO ladies champion, so, and she's brilliant to watch, and you can't tell any difference really, except when it goes on for an extended period and maybe to fade off a bit. But it wouldn't be, I don't think anybody would be too surprised if either of them won the game.
I think they need to tap into nanas. We used to play 501 every Christmas with my nan, and she was deadly. Honestly, we used to pay £1 on it and she would hammer the whole lot of us. You're not having that, Marie.
No, I never played darts ever as a kid.
Who do you think would win the game of darts? Me, Marie, or Ruby? Have you still got that dartboard? I think we can get the dartboard,
but actually I would say Ruby would win that because I just don't think he'd take losing that well.
And he kind of wins everything, so...
Yeah. And even if would he change the rules if he lost?
Probably. No, we need to play that.
We can play that. Thanks. We will play that. Raymond van Barneveld, can he bow out in a high?
No, is the short answer. It'd be great to see it. He's legend of the game. He has brought so much to the sport, but he's really struggled over the last couple of years to make an impact. And it's unlikely for him to get a long run on it, but the crowd love him, and it'd be just great to see him if he even won a couple of matches.
Yeah, he's always judged himself on what Phil Taylor achieved, and he always wanted to be judged on that, so it's probably a bit late for him now, isn't it?
It is. What happened was, Raymond was a 4-time BDO champion, and he was the star of the show over there, but when the PDC kept getting bigger and bigger, he transferred over, and the first year he moved over, he met Phil in the final, and they won a classic game in 2007. It was probably one of the best game of darts ever played, and I even heard an interview with him during the week. He said if he had known then that would be his last time to win a world championship, you know, he wouldn't have believed it, but it was, and his form over the last couple of years has just not been great. He's 52 and he's struggling to go on the tours and, you know, be consistent when he gets up on the stage.
So we talk about the characters in the game and how important they are. Who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, actually, just because we've done a good bit with him, I'm really looking forward to seeing Keane Barry. And it's a good one. He's playing on Monday night, and it's going to be, there's 4 matches on every night for the first couple of rounds, and this is going to be almost the full Irish, we believe. So there's 3 guys. Steve Lennon is playing Callan Ritz. Willie O'Connor is playing Cantelli from Finland. Keane Barry is playing Vincent Vandervoort, as we spoke about. And if Brendan Dolan wins his match on Sunday, he'll play Gary Anderson on that night. So it's just going to be a massive Irish.
We met him with you the other day. He's a lovely young fella, isn't he?
Very grounded, and he knows he has time on his side, so he will. There's a Q school at the end of if he goes deep in this tournament, for example, he could automatically get a card. But there's Q school next January, and he's philosophical about that. If he qualifies and goes on the pro tour now, it's fine, and he's not too worried if it doesn't come for another couple of years.
Michael Glennon, RT sports journalist, thank you so much for coming into us. No doubt the darts will keep us entertained on many a cold night over Christmas.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.